The way that Christ prayed, we pray right now that your will be done, that your name be glorified, that your plan be exalted in our lives. No other plan but your plan be exalted. If we have any plans that are not your plans, change our plans into your plans. Let us be transformed into what you want us to be. We thank you. We open our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. We open up our minds. We drop any rocks that we have right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, by the power of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, I bind anything that's blocking any mind from hearing you clearly tonight, hearing you in the fullness of your anointing tonight. Holy Spirit, go on the inside of us and change us from the inside. Change us from the inside. Holy Spirit, change us from the inside. We are open right now. Give us the ear of the learned so that we can hear like you decided for us to hear. Give me the tongue of the learned so I can say the things that you want to be said. We just thank you for it, God. We honor you ahead of time for what you're going to say. This moment is all yours. I said again, this moment is all yours, not ours, but yours. And so we're here for you. We ain't here for nothing else but you and your will and finding out what you have to say to us in this moment for life. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm glad she started saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because one of the things that I believe our job here at Word of Life Christian Center, our job under the leadership of Apostle, and even him showing us by example, one of the things that he's pushing for and God has implanted that in him and then we're pushing for as a family and as a church, and we have to learn as a family, as a church, we have to move from Jesus as a religion to Jesus as a reality. I'll say it again. We have to move from Jesus as a religion to Jesus as a reality. Jesus as a reality of who you are. We have to move from Jesus as a reality, from Jesus just being something that we do. We're going to church. I always like to shake it up, man, because, you know, we're in the Bible Belt. You know, we're right along that line where religion is real strong in the Deep South. And we're going to go to church regardless. Come on, amen. We're going to be in somebody's church on Easter. Right? Like we're going to go to church. We're going to pay our dues. We're going to go to church. Grandma told us to stay in the church. Sometimes there's people in a church that ain't learning nothing.
That's right.
And God bless them for trying to be somewhere at least, amen. Trying to be in church, but we have to go from religion to reality. Of if it stays religion, then it stays in the book. And it never manifests. The word become flesh and dwelt among us. That was an example of what you were supposed to be doing. The word is supposed to be become flesh in you and dwelling among others. This is the goal. Listen to me well. This is the goal. Going from Jesus as a religion to Jesus as reality. Every time an apostle come out and minister, every time he say something that'll shake your foundation, he'll say something that'll rock your world. He's trying to rock your world. If your world is not manifesting like Jesus, it needs to be rocked.
Yes. Amen.
If it's not, if you are not seeing the results that Jesus, number one, showed, but it also said that we were able to do. He said, the works that I do, so you do also. And then he said, greater, wow. Can you imagine? Come on, now you got to use your imagination and realize what Jesus, everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Now he the one, he the man, he it. Jesus is the one. And then Jesus begins to talk about us and said, the work that I do, shall you do also. Oh, that's enough. Yeah.
Right,
thank you.
Right.
Come on, somebody say thank you.
Amen.
That is enough for me, for you to tell me you've enabled me to do something beyond myself. Because Jesus is the man. Say it. Come on. Jesus is the man. Come on. So you didn't just that statement right there. But then you go on and say, but greater works. That should do something for your foundation. That should do something for where you stand and how you move wherever you are. That should do something for you. That should push you. I told somebody the other day that because Jesus has been a religion, and I'm using this example, because Jesus has been a religion to us, we become relaxed in religion. And so that fire to where I can't be normal.
Lord Jesus, glory to
I can't allow myself to be regular. What is that? Where in the Bible did he say you be regular in the name of Jesus? So I have to, I gotta calm down because I be turning up. But the only reason I be turning up is because it's turning up in me. I've caught this thing, right? They say that's how I be saying caught. I say caught, you know what I mean. I've caught this thing. I've got a grip of it, let me say that, all right? I got a grip of this thing and who Jesus is to the point to where it fires me up. I can't relax in it. Normal is my enemy. Me and Normal ain't friends. Anytime I see Normal, you got to get out the car. Because that I feel the Holy Ghost saying that. That's not what he told me to be. God didn't design me to be normal. He didn't design me to be that way. That wasn't his plan when he said made in my image. Is God normal? That wasn't his plan. So these normal lives and these normal rigmarole that we go through and the normal course of everything and nothing ever pops off. Don't nothing extraordinary ever happen. We ain't raising nobody. Like we just go through the motions. That's our enemy. Being regular is not your friend. And so that fire burns on the inside. It's all about shut up in my bones. Y'all, we heard the scripture before, right? We quote a lot. That fire begins to burn on the inside where you can't stop thinking about it. See, so let me tell you something about Apostle. Apostle is not the way he is because he's an apostle. He's an apostle because of the way he is. Come on. Y'all catching that? God didn't choose him because he was good enough. You hear him telling the story, right? The reason that, one of the reasons that, and it choked me up all the time I'm talking about it, because one of the reasons that God decided to use him, because he said, God, you're going to love me? You know yourself, don't you? Yeah. I know me. I'm not certified for this. I'm not certified to be used by God. I'm not specialized in that. I got issues. Right. Come on, amen. Come on. You two, wave your hand at me. Come on. I got shortcomings. You two, amen. Come on, wave them again, wave them. I ain't really certified for this, right? Right? But then here come God and said, I don't care about that, I love you. Hallelujah. And I want to use you. So when God tells you something like that, we only love God because So when God first dropped that love off to us, it should do something to us. If it hasn't done something to you, you need to check your furnace. If the fire ain't burning like it should, you need to check what's going on. Watch this. I had the locomotives. Remember locomotives? We're going to get a scripture in a second. All right, so don't tell them I ain't preached the word, all right? The locomotives. The way the locomotives used to work was they throw that coal in there. And as much as they were putting in, it would keep the fire going and would keep the engine moving. They want to speed it up, they speed it up, right? Right? But it was depending on what they were putting in. It depends on what they were putting in and the frequency of the putting it in. The consistency of it. If you slow down, you slow down. The fire would go down if you didn't continue to put in. So my movement would stop. If I don't continue, it wasn't working by paper. They weren't throwing paper in the furnace. Although we know paper burns, doesn't it? Right, but they needed something a little stronger than that. That's true, right? Which is why they were using the material that they were using to put in there to keep the fire built like it was so that the motion could keep. You want to make progress? If you want to make progress, say yeah. How many can stand to make a little bit more progress than you've been making? Amen. We all, progress is our friend. All right? We all can stand a little bit more progress. Whoa. How many of you know that you ain't making the progress you should? Amen. You may be moving. I'm not saying you're stagnant, but... You know, stagnant is not the opposite of greatness. You get it? So moving forward, what you put in. Going from Jesus as a religion to Jesus as a reality. I'm an observer. You can be talking to me and I'm an observer of everything you're saying. Apostle trained me that way. He's like that. You talking to him, you think he ain't listening, he hear every single word you're saying. And he looking almost through you. I know y'all can imagine me growing up, huh? Come home. Where you was at? He's a counter. He do that now. Like I bring a program and say, if I say anything like, hey, sir, can I talk to you for a minute? And it could be something so simple. He turn it on. Okay. And I'd be like, never mind. I ain't got nothing. I'm going to bring it back. Let me go pray a little bit. I'm going to bring it back next week. But I'm an observer, so I pay attention. I don't, when I'm in church, I'm paying attention. I stay in the moment. I can worship with my eyes open. I can stay in the moment. One thing great about Jesus was they call it dichotomy. He was all God and all man at the same time. He was so spiritual but so relevant to society at the same time. He knew exactly what was going on in the earth but so heavenly at the same time. These are levels that we should be getting to. And we can because he said we can do it. He said you can be like me. So I'm an observer. So in church going, I'm watching. And I'm watching and receiving. So I'm Sunday now. This is just Sunday. Tonight, the only title I had, y'all can put on the thing, and I'm going to mess with your head a little bit. The only title I had was relationship advice. Now, because you, the way you think about relationships, your mind quickly went to dating. Didn't it? Come on, hey, man. Come on, relationship advice? What kind of stuff this is? And so your mind went there because of how you're conditioned. You don't even know that relationship, like you have a relationship with the Father. Yes. But if you've been conditioned by society to think that those are the only relationships, then you miss out on a relationship. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. I'm going to teach a relationship, everybody. I'm going to teach you how to relationship to who you are, how to relate to God, how to relate to who you are, and how to relate to your leader.
Yes.
So Sunday, I'm sitting in church, and don't get mad at what I'm about to say, but I'm going to tell you the truth, because I ain't got no lies to tell you. I'm sitting in church, and y'all know I sit up there, right? I sit in that second seat, and sometimes I can be a little rowdy. Sometimes I start to shake in chairs and stuff like that. But it's only because I'm not trying to be. I would rather sit in the back. I'd rather sit in the back when nobody sees me. If anybody knows me, I would rather be sitting ducked off in the back where you don't see me. So when I get to screaming, ain't nobody looking at me like I'm crazy. I would much rather that. I'll be honest. But when, you know, it hits you, that word hits you, and I get to shaking the chill, like, yo, and I get to scream, either laughing, ain't nobody else laughing, ain't nobody told no joke, but just, because the word hits you in a certain way. Now, watch this. Now, the same time I get to screaming, I look out in the crowd, and people got that deer in the headlight look. Some of you. And he'll say something so profound. And you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you real good. We're going from religion to reality. So it don't shake your foundation. You don't even know what he said. And you write it down. But if it didn't fire you up at that moment, something's going on with your furnace. Come on, everybody say amen. Come on, say I love you, Montrell. Come on, say I love you, Montrell. I love y'all too, so now we in love together, all right? So y'all know ain't nobody trying to hurt nobody's feelings, all right? But I got to tell you the truth. The Bible says faith for all the wounds of a friend. Amen. But the kiss of an enemy is deceit. That's scripture. So I got to tell you the truth, amen? Do you want the truth? You want the truth, right? All right, so sometimes you sit there like a deer in the headlights. And it's your fault and it's not your fault. And so he'll say things, He is literally always burning for the will of God. It don't cut off. Ain't no timeouts. Ain't no breaks. Like it is who he is. Being, doing, having, right? You want to have a fire for God? Well, you got to be. You got to change your being. Right, now you want to being, doing, having. Say being doing, having. We've been working from the wrong way. It's amazing how society has taught us if we have something, then we can do something, and then that makes us something. Right. Ain't that backwards? Yeah. Get a degree, then you can be that. And get a degree, and now you can do that, what that degree stands for, and now you are certified that. You was that before.
Yeah. Right.
you somebody before. You make the degree don't make you, but you make the money don't make you. But they tell you, you get more, then you can do more, and now you become an influential person. No, you already influential. I already am. Say, I already am. Say it right now, I already am. You got to know who you are, and you've got to change your being. Doing will not change, and having will not change until you change your being. If doing does change, it will only be for a slight moment, and you will go back to what you really are. Listen to me. Blueprint. Everybody say blueprint. The way a blueprint works, I read this in the book of time. The way a blueprint works is, on a blueprint, if you have a blueprint for a 5,000 square foot house, when you begin to build that house and do that house, you're not getting nothing but 5,000 square feet. You are always, your mind, your functioning, your heart, your build, who you are, is your blueprint. Now listen to me. If you don't understand the blueprint that God has, then you're going to have another blueprint. And whatever that blueprint is, you will get nothing more, nothing less than that blueprint. Now you may be a 50,000 square foot house. That may be the master of who you really are. But if you let your mind be a five, then you'll be a five. Is everybody with me? If you're with me, say yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, so now, but I could be bigger than what I am. You are more. Yeah. Say, I am more. Say, you are more than what you are. Yeah. You are more than what you're letting yourself be. Yeah. But to change what I have and what I do, I've got to change who I am. So now, in order to change who I am, I got to go in here and start changing who I am, changing how I think, change my function. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth in a second, all right? I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth before the Lord. I'm going to attack everything in your life that don't look like Jesus. Come on, sir. And if you're not ready for this, you need to get up and leave now. Because you're going to be responsible for what I'm about to say when I finish. That's right. The Bible says, he who don't know no better, going to get beat with some stripes. But he who know better and still don't do better, going to get beat with more. All right, so hold on. Let me give you a chance. Anybody want to run to the door now? Anybody want to shut your computer off? Look, because I'm going to lay it on the line. This is going to be your responsibility. I'm going to attack all your music, all your TV shows, all your little movies, all your little magazines. Amen. Ain't no more amens right now. I'm going to take all that little stuff. I'm going to show it to your scripture. So if my fire ain't burning like it should, you ever been on fire one day and the next day you was off? Yes. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yes, it happens. It's something wrong with my furnace. It was something that extinguished my fire. Yeah, right. It was something that I allowed to. A fire cannot survive without air. In the beginning, he made man from the dust, right? And then he said he breathed air into man, and he became a living soul. Your soul. We need the air. Without air, the fire dies. You can have no air, no fire. And so it's something, well, maybe my air is cut off. Maybe the flow of the inspiration means to breathe in. Inspire means to breathe in. It means the inspiration of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost breathing into your situation. Right? And maybe we've cut off the air. That's why it's uncomfortable. Your air conditioning, whatever went out before? In the middle of the summer.
Yes.
Come on, right, like right now. Like, you know, Louisiana, right? Right. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Ain't no good sleep. We not friendly. Don't tell me good morning. Where's the good air? Right. The air. It's something. If my fire goes out, something wrong with my air. Something wrong with my intake, something wrong with my air. Come on, y'all listen to me. If you let me help you, we can really be what God wants us to be, all right? So I'm back to Sunday. So we look, and he's saying some stuff, man. He's like saying, "I am, I can, I will." Then he said, "It really ain't no I can. It really is I am and I will." But he said, "I gotta say I can, so you can get it." The Bible talks about maturity. Everybody say maturity. The Bible talks about growing up. Everybody say grow up. It talks about that over and over. When you hear the word, y'all stop saying can't nobody be perfect. Please, I always say that, right? But I'm going to say it again because the people still be saying that junk. Stop saying can't nobody be perfect. The Bible says you can be perfect. Perfect means mature and whole, and you're fulfilling your purpose. It talks about that all the time, the perfecting of the saints. And so We're here, and he's saying, but he has to say things to us because sometimes we're not mature enough to receive it. He walked in the office Sunday, and I get the VIP experience behind the scenes, right? And he walk in, he got a way to walk in, and when he on it, he walk in, and he start putting his mic on. He said, boot camp over. I better get ready for this action. I know my job in this. We're going to run some laps. We're going to go outside. What is it? Get down. Give me 20. Get up, run around the corner, soldier. Do what you got to do. You can't handle it, quit. He said, boot camp over. Y'all know we don't even have a baby church.
That's right.
We don't have... Ain't no, we'll do it in the new members class, but ain't no ABCs of faith going on Sunday. You learned your ABCs already.
Right.
Now we got to be writing these words and these letters and these messages and saying these things that we should say. This is no longer elementary school. He said, boot camp over. I said, uh-oh. Because boot camp pretty difficult. boot camp ain't no joke. He says, over me, it's reality. And so I sit there and I ask the Lord, I said, well, what's going on? I have a series of emotions that I go through. I go through a series of anger, and I go through a series of aggravation, then I go through a series of what is wrong with them, right? I go through all those emotions. And so I begin to talk to the Lord about it. And the Lord started showing me what was happening to us. Started showing me what was going on and why there's such a high level of word that be coming across and that can come across, but sometimes it doesn't hit you like it should because you're ground.
That's right. Come on.
When we plant seeds, right? Anybody familiar with planting seeds?
Yeah.
My aunt had a garden behind our house. We used to love to go back there in the garden, and she had just a long garden. But they were, when they got ready to plant, they didn't just go out there and just start dropping seeds. Right? They didn't just go out there and just start dropping on the ground. There was a tiller, right? You know what I'm saying? The right word? Tiller. That they would use. And what the tiller would do, it would go down. Now they were the ones that were just regular. You used to push them. They got the new fancy ones now, right? But what it would do, it would go down and break the ground up.
Glory to God.
It would break the ground up ahead of time. So that when the seed was being dropped off, it didn't hit a shallow place. We're going to go to Matthew 13 in a minute. So the ground had to be broken up in order for it to be opened up, right? In order for the planter to come and plant the seed. And you know when you plant the seed, you're expecting a harvest, don't you? You're expecting some kind of manifestation coming from the seed, right? But my ground got to be broken up before then. And so sometimes a powerful seed of the word can come out that can be the thing that changed everything that you want to change, but you don't catch it because your ground is too hard. Come on, everybody say amen. I'm helping. Come on, let's say we're helping each other. Come on, say it. Come on. Come on, we're helping each other. My ground can be a little stiff. And we know how to go through the motions, the church motions. I know how to do it better than everybody. I know how to pray in tongues loud. I can form and fashion. All right, we passed that. No more Jesus as a religion, Jesus as a reality. Your prayer should be changing things now. Shouldn't be a ritual. Jesus talked about them praying loud in the streets, but wasn't nothing happening. So my ground, if it doesn't hit me like it should, then maybe there's something going on with my ground. James 1:22 says, put it on the screen real quick, James 1:22. But be. Everybody say but be.
But be.
Come on, being, doing, having. All right, so but be. Everybody say be.
Be.
It says, now we know the scripture, we're familiar with it, right? But let's go a little deeper into that. But be ye doers of the word. So the word be a doer. It don't say but do the word. This is what we've been trying to do the word. We thought we were living by faith by doing the word.
Amen.
No, you got to be the word.
Amen.
You got to be a doer. If you don't be a doer, you're going to quit doing it.
Right.
There's a difference between hobby and lifestyle. Right. Yeah. Are y'all with me? Yeah. But B, everybody say, but B. Say it loud, say, but B. And it says, but be you. It's talking to you. But be you, be doers of the word and not hearers. And then what happens? What happens after that? So, but he says, so let me, but be a doer and don't just be a hearer. Because if you just be a hearer, you're deceiving yourself. So, hold on. Romans 10:17 says, anybody know Romans 10:17 says? Anybody know Romans 10:17 says? Go there, go ahead, go Romans 10:17. When you get there, be like, oh yeah, I knew that. Romans 10:17, go there real quick. And we Romans 10:17, I think it's got a couple more scriptures. I'm going quick in the back, so if you Romans 10:17, put it up there, come on. Y'all see it? Y'all see it right there. So then faith cometh by what? And hearing by the word of God. And the Lord showed me something today. He said faith comes that way, but it's not done that way. Come on, you ain't heard it before. Come on. Yeah. It comes that way. Yeah. But faith. I got the Strong's Dictionary, it's the Bible, and the Strong's, so you can click a word, and it gives you the inside meaning of the word and what the definition is. And it says faith is really an assurity, mm-hmm. An assurance, a strong belief. So strong belief, assurity, the assurance comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. But that can happen and still nothing be done.
Right.
Be done. Nothing be done. I'm prone to believe it. Faith comes by hearing. But then James 1:22, go back real quick. James 1:22, go back. Come on, we're going to do some Bible study. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers. When I read this, it tells me that I can hear it and never do it. It tells me it's a possibility that I can hear something and never become nothing. How long we been in church? Amen. How long we been coming to prayer? Amen. How long we been worshiping in the service? Amen. How long we have perfect things? Amen. Should be more going on.
That's right.
It should be more coming from you.
Come on.
You realize that the things that come to you come from you?
That's right.
You realize that you attract what comes to you by your being? If lack shows up, it's because you lack. You are lack. Now the truth of God says, I am blessed. I am abundance. That's what God says, but do you agree with him? So it's a possibility that I can, Matthew's, it really tells me, it starts talking about hearing and you know hear. That means you can have ears and you hear him, but you really ain't heard him.
Right.
Go to Matthew's, Matthew chapter 13. Do a little reading. Put this, just a little by faith. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11. I ain't got time to go. Hebrews 10:38. All those talk about the just a little by faith. That means our life should be by faith. Our life should be by the things that we hear and that we should function in. Our life should be by doing faith. That's what our life should be by. There is no other way to live. If it is not by faith and by the faith of the Son of God, then we ain't living. Right. What kind of faith are you living? Now, I can prove what kind of faith you're living by what you're taking in.
Yeah.
I can prove what kind of faith you're living by what you're listening to the most.
Yeah.
And what you're watching the most. And what you're saying the most. And what you're assimilating to the most.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I can prove it. I can trace everything that you don't like in your life back to something that you decided to be. Mm-hmm. Or you've been tricked to be. The enemy's trick is to trick you into thinking that you're not what you are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The enemy's trick is to get you to not understand who you really are in Christ. Or who Christ is in you. He's trying to get you to not understand that. And if you don't understand that, you'll never do that and you'll never have that. Are y'all with me? He's trying to trick you out your being. Everything is trying to do it. Watch this. You ready? If it don't look like Jesus, it's a possibility to fool you. Oh, sometimes we don't want to go as far as we should. Sometimes we don't want to put down the things that we become accustomed to. Sometimes we allow grace or the mindset of grace or false concept of grace to make us a disgrace. Well, he gonna take care of me. Is that really what we're looking for? Like you want? I told my parents one time. I know my dad got everything he want. Multi-millionaire. There's nothing. Birthdays come up. It'd be the hardest time of the year for me. Birthday and Father's Day and all. You know, Father's Day coming up. I'm gonna have a struggle. I gotta really talk to the Holy Ghost. Y'all can do. I gotta really find out what I'm gonna do for him, because there's nothing that I can buy literally right now that he ain't got. He the big dog. But I told him and I told my mother, I said, I want to be to the point that whenever y'all go to be with Jesus, which will be a long, 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 long time from now. Hope y'all live forever. That's what I told him. Hope y'all live forever. But let's just say you go to Jesus years and years and years and years and years from now, right? And you know the next thing is supposed to be an inheritance. I want it to be to the point where I won't need your inheritance. I'm going to receive it, duh. But I'm just saying, but I want to be to the point. I told him I want to be to the point where I can do for you. Now, he don't need me to do for him, but I want to buy you some cars and buy you a couple planes and buy you. I want to do that for you. Not because you can't do it. Not because you don't have the capability, because I clearly see you got the capability, but it's just the being in me that wants to be more. So I want to do, I feel the same way about God. I know who God is in my life. I know he's the Almighty. I know he's my protector and my keeper and that, but I want to be what he wants me to. I want to be like him so that I can do something for him. We so busy asking God for a million that we forget to send him one. My goal is to get to the point where, you know why I want to increase? So I can keep pushing it towards God. Them cars be breaking down. Do y'all know all this stuff gonna burn? Did y'all know that? You ain't know I told you today. Ain't working for no car. It's okay to want one. I'm gonna be working for it. Don't let it be your goal, because now you're topping yourself off. I want to be able to send God a million. Now I know when I send it, he sent it, and then we send it, and then we send it, and it becomes a loop where we don't know what's his is mine, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. The plowman overtake the reaper. There will be no stopping. But it starts there. Like, it started with him, but then I gotta do back to him what he did to me. How much do you think God loves you? Have you ever thought about it? How much do you really think God loves you? What, on a scale of one to whatever, what number can you put on God's love? And if we can, I can never reach. I know that I can't, I can only give him what I got. And I know I can never match him blow for blow, right? But I'm trying. I'm trying to, all I got is me to give, so I give me. This is all I have. This is all I have to give is all of me. So there are some times that we don't want to go that far. And we say that we do by what we ask for. And we say that we do by what we scream about, what we want to change. But the change is in you changing. See, with God, it's not an exchange, it's a change. We've become commercial where we're trying to trade off with God, and God don't want no trade, he want you. He don't want what you got, he wants you. If I get you, I got what you got. So he wants you, so when that scratching happens and they say turn that off, he wants you at that moment. I'm not talking about no vulgar, hold on, let's see we go, this church. Religion. Y'all sit down. It's religion. Now we done went to some vulgar, some pornography that came up. No, we ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about anything that don't push me further to Jesus. Where is it taking me? If it's not pushing me further toward that knowledge, then where is it? It's always pushing you. Something is always pushing you. Any kind of information, anything that you hear, anything that goes on is always pushing you somewhere. So if it's not pushing towards Jesus, and I'm not saying it got to be like Jesus, 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 Jesus. There are so many Jesus in sentences because sometimes that be fake. But I'm saying it's pushing me towards the Christ-likeness. If it's not pushing me there, it's taking me from it. Now you can feel how you want to feel. Let me tell you something. There's a place that you're going to come to in your life. Now, you can waste time if you want. Time is one of the only things you don't get back. You can get some more money. You can get some new friends. You can buy some new clothes. You can get another car. You can buy some new glasses. You can get a lot of things over, but time you don't get a do-over. So the reason that it takes so long for things to manifest is because it takes so long for you to manifest.
That's right. Come on.
The reason that it takes so long for things to happen, God ain't got no, he don't have a waiting rule in heaven. Or you think keep on saying suddenly, immediately, straightway, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant. Now. Everybody say now. Scream it. Say now. See, now is when you make the change. See, it's like turning on a valve. Hopefully everybody took a shower today or going to take one later, right? When you hit that valve, that's when the water start coming. And you got to turn a little bit and that water start dripping out of there. And the more you turn, the wider it opens and the bigger the flow, right? Then you can turn another valve and heat it up. But it's turning, and it starts right now. Everybody say it starts right now. Come on, say it again. It starts right now. Come on, say it again. It starts right now. See, you have to make a decision now to do something now. You have to make a decision now to change now so that now becomes something different. Now, everybody say now. Come on, everybody say now. Tomorrow, you remember the song? No, we don't wait till tomorrow. You say this stuff in the old religious church, tomorrow's not promised. You doggone right. So we need to do something right now.
Yes, sir.
Why wait? Because those minutes that I wait, I don't get them back.
Yes, sir.
See, there's no sense of urgency. The fire alarm go off in here. You ready? you done put your shoes on. You ready to go already. Girl, get the purse. Come on. Fire alarm go off in here. Somebody screaming here, fire, 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 fire. Something going on, fire, fire, fire. You ever been somewhere and somebody started shooting? Some of y'all ain't never been. I have. Okay, and it is one of those feelings. Ain't no time to see what's going on. What are they doing? I don't know what they're doing. All I heard was pow, pow, pow. Oh, I'll never get bombing Baton Rouge and Pergamon Road. Lord, I'm sitting there and I'm sitting in, and they got the little gate. I'm outside California. This is how vivid it is for me. I'm sitting, they got the little gate right there, and we sitting there, and me and the homeboy sitting there. We sitting there, we talking. Next thing you know, I heard pow, 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 and people started running from that way to that way. And there's a little gate right there. I became an Olympic hurdler. And I was gone. I ain't playing no games. I get shot because somebody else mad. I didn't even talk to you. Pow, pow, I'm out. There's a sense of urgency. There's a sense that my life is on the line. There's a sense that I don't want to lose my life. There's a sense that I don't want to. You listening to me? You listening? It's a sense that I don't want to lose my life.
Yes, sir.
I ain't losing no more. Say it.
I ain't losing no more.
I don't want to lose my life. Now, what you thinking about when you, the side that told us you lose your life is when pow, 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 and your heart stopped beating, and now you're dead, we got to go to the funeral. But no, some people living dead, you're zombies. And you losing your life every day. I sat at the table the other day. I ain't losing no more. I sat at the table the other day, and I said, I'm not going to allow myself to have bad thoughts anymore. I'm not going to allow myself to be in fear anymore. I'm not going to allow myself to be in a place where I don't know who I am. So now I've got to stop allowing all of these things to tell me stuff that ain't me. See, whatever come in, Dietrich, that's what you let in. Your eyes and your ears are your take-in sensors. They're your things. And you look, everybody look that way. Everybody look the other way. You chose to look that way. You chose to look that way. You chose to look that way. I'm in my hearing. Everybody sit down. My hearing, my hearing, my hearing. So sometimes my hearing, I know faith come my hearing. So we used to, don't want anything to go in. It's not about nothing going in. It's about being controlled. It's about having the right type of intake. I'm sure in the locomotive there's some paper flew in there every now and then. Might have been a little paper cooked to the piece of coal and got in there but we're gonna burn it up. I got the fire so high that whatever goes in gonna get burnt up anyway. I got the fire so high that if something else goes in, when I get my body in order, right? When I begin to eat the right things, I got my blood flowing so fast and my intestines are working so good and it's so clean that even if something wrong go in, you gotta get out. It can't stick because we ain't the same thing. And so I changed. Listen to me, Brian. I changed my intake. Now God did an amazing thing for me. Sit down. He did an amazing thing for me. But there are some things that I just don't care about. He broke me up a few of them this week. There's some things that I just don't care about. I just don't care about who got the new song. I just do not care. I do not need to listen to it. I do not need to know the new trend. I do not care. And it's not that I'm trying not to care, but I care more about Jesus. So it makes me, these other people, I don't care about that. But what I was doing, I remember when I was younger. I told this story before. I remember when I was younger, my brother's still mad at me right now for what I'm about to say. We went to the crusade. We the holy youth group. We youth the blaze. So we got a holy, so we're not supposed to be listening to that worldly music. Although everything is in the world, amen, but we're not going to get on that one. The world with your worldly clothes on. And that worldly car you drove over here. Amen. That's another meeting, all right? So we gather all the CDs. You know, all the R&B CDs, and I wasn't much on rap, but I had a couple rappers in there, right? And if it wasn't gospel, we about to literally burn them. Now, I ain't talking about the new burn, like you burn, make a copy. No, I'm talking about fire. I'll never forget in my Uncle Roy's backyard. We put them all in bags. Me, my cousin Carlos, Tiomi, you shout out Tiomi, Shauna, all us was in there, and we were just burning CD. We gonna make a commitment. Bags full. So I didn't have any CDs. But my brother had a few. Shout out to Leroy Jane, I love you, man. So I go, and I inherited, let me tell you how my life was. I inherited his room. Like when he got married, I was able to move into the, because I was staying with my little brother. We had bunk beds and all that stuff. So I was able to move in. And when I moved in, I got some clothes that he left, right? And I got a whole, it was drawers full of CDs. I was like, oh, I'm on now. Can't tell me nothing. We on the phone, got the music playing in the background, and you hear it, and you sit the phone by the speaker, right? Tell the truth, all right? Tell the truth, Shane the devil. All right, watch this. So I'm on, but then they go, oh, dude, I gotta stop because they're following me. It's just religion, right? So we took them all and we burned. I put them up. I had a big trash bag full of CDs. It was hundreds of CDs. And I look in hindsight, I probably needed to get rid of some of them. But we go out there and we go burn them. We go burn the CDs. We go put them in a pile. We're gonna get rid of all our good stuff. And I got rid of some stuff that my brother was like, bro, I couldn't even find that no more. Why you burn? This is a long conversation, a long time ago. Amen. I end up finding the song for him again. Amen. We burn it and we lit it on fire. We did something. We lit it on fire and we tore it down. We burnt it to the dust. We ain't won't leave nothing because if you leave one, I might go back and snatch it again, right? I might move some stuff around. That one still work, right? We burnt it to the end. We thought we were doing something, right? A week passed by. 2 weeks passed by. I'm John P. Keyed out. I love these guys. I love them. Fred Hammond out. You name it. I'm that's Marvin Sapp out. I'm a commissioner. And I love these guys. I'm just, right? But then, because I didn't be something, right? Because I didn't be that thing. I went back to that thing. The song, come on, 93.3. Some of y'all got your thing set to it right now. Amen. I ain't messing with that. I ain't messing with you. I ain't judging you. Ain't nobody judging you right now. And the song come on, and then you remember what you had, and then it clicked, because I didn't change.
Right.
I just did some fancy stuff. I did some fancy church things. But I didn't change me. So I burned, and then before you know it, my compilation starts growing. And I'm just going to get one CD. I used to be at Music Inc. right there in Gonzales. And y'all remember Music Inc. in Gonzales? Used to be at Music Inc. And I would go. Music come out on Friday, so I would go on Thursday. Me and the guy that owned the store was best friends, because he would give me the CD a day early. Now you got the little visor with all the CDs in there. You remember the little book? The little binder? And before you know it, your collection start growing, but you throw some gospel ones in there, so it's like one gospel, one. Make you feel better about yourself. That's how it works. Thank you. Well, I'm going to put this one in right now. Oh, I'm going to listen to the gospel music on the way to church on Sunday. And then you get right to the road, right to the driveway, and you take it out because you feel like the Lord going to blow your car up. I'm not going to drive on holy ground with this plan. What was the other ground that you was on? Is it the holy ground, or are you the holy ground? We made from the dirt. Amen, amen, amen. Another meeting, all right, right? But the reason I was able to go back is because I didn't change. So I found out that it wasn't these actions that was going to change me. The only thing that can really bring a change in your life, are you ready for it? They asked Jesus, what's the great commandment in the law? He said, the greatest commandment is that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second is likened to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. And it's the only way that you can really be changed. If you're not doing those three things collectively together, you won't change.
Right.
You'll be doing, but you won't change. You'll be trying to have, but you won't change. And you know what happened to me? Can I tell you what happened? I saw Jesus, and I started paying attention to Jesus, and it wasn't the ritual. It was the realization. And I just saw him. And I really saw what he meant to me, alive and resurrected. I saw what he meant to me, alive, buried and dead and resurrected, and all those things collectively changed me. And I started paying attention to that more, and what Jesus will do for you. Anybody got any habits? Anybody got anything they want to change? You want to change what you have? You want to change how you function? You want to do things better, but you can't do them better? You want to receive better? You know the word's coming, but I couldn't really get everything that he was saying. If you want change, the beginning is love. Love, faith which worketh by love. You cannot do faith without love. You cannot do a walk in faith without falling in love with Jesus first. Listen to me. So what happens is it becomes easy. Everybody says easy. Corinthians talking about the enemy coming beguile us with subtlety. It's that music you listen to. It's that thing you're watching. It's that thing you're watching too much. It's that thing that got more your attention than Jesus got it. It's that little thing, and it's subtle. It don't seem that bad because you didn't die. It's almost like they ate the fruit, but they didn't die immediately, but they said they was going to die. Well, it was a slow death. And sometimes you're going through a slow death and you don't even know it. It says the subtlety of the enemy, he used different things. The subtlety, he comes subtle, and then he beguile you. He said, beguile, and he trick you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Everybody say simplicity. Come on, everybody say it's simple. Come on, say it again, say it's simple. Come on, say it again, it's simple. Come on, say it out loud and say it's simple. I don't want to jump through all the hurdles and do all the religious rhetoric that we got to do. 1, 2, 3, you do step 1 through 35, and then that's the law. And the Bible said what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. That really means you weak in the flesh, and you can't do all 35. You couldn't do the 10 commandments if you wanted to. All of them, no. You couldn't do them on your own. That's why you can keep going back to the old way. That's why you can keep going back to the old money. That's why you can keep going back to the old manifestation, because you're trying to do without being. Listen to me. So now, he started talking, right? And Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your soul. Right? He started talking. I said, okay, cool. Because we used to work. We used to trying to do a lot for Jesus. Right? And we used to, that was our function, right? We didn't want to be nothing we were doing, because we didn't know we were supposed to be something. Right. The only thing we thought, we was sinners saved by grace. I'm just an old sinner. How many times you said, I am a sinner saved by grace? Look at you, what you was putting all that power on. Lord Jesus. And what was multiplying. Then he starts talking. He said, take it upon me. So we knew that work, take the burden, the yoke, right? Then he said, for my yoke is easy. Yeah. And my burden is light. Yeah. All right, now we think light, like it's not heavy. It also means light. Yeah. So my burden is light. Like take my yoke, like link up with me. And then what you'll be carrying is light. Wow. You're familiar. When you get a chance, go Google it. We Google all kind of other stuff. When you get a chance, go Google it and go Google a yoke. And there were yokes. There's yokes you can be yoked up with. The oxen used to put yokes. It's a bit of wood, and they put them. And then what they wanted to do was, the yoke was there to make sure that they walk together. If we're tilling the row, I don't need this cow going that way and this cow going that way, because he's going to mess up my field. I need you to walk in the same direction. How can two walk together except they agree? That's scripture, ain't it? Ain't that scripture? Now I'm preaching scripture to you, amen? How can two walk together? So now I got to yoke up with me, get link up, lock up with me. And then the thing that you will be carrying, there were yokes. There were two yokes for two animals. But then there's another yoke that was just for one person. You ever see them people carrying buckets? They will put that thing around their neck, and they're carrying something. Well, your burden becomes light. That means light is the thing that you begin to carry. But you can't carry light if you ain't light. If you don't know where the well of light is, you can't dip it up in the bucket to take it nowhere, no way. All right, so he's trying to tell you something, the whole process. So the process is really find Jesus and be that. And when you be that, you can't be the other thing. The double-minded man is unstable. How many? All his ways, because you're trying to be this and be that, and you're confused. Focus on this finger. Look at it. Come on, everybody focus. Y'all see it? Focus on it real good. Y'all see it? How many this is? All right, you focus on it? Now focus on this one too at the same time. Do it. Come on. You can do it because you do it every day. Don't tell me you can't do it because you're trying all day long. No, hold on. You can't. You can't. Yeah, you must believe you can, because you're doing it all day. Now, listen, you at your house. You know what you're doing. I'm not talking about, hold on, go back. You ain't talking about no illicit whatever. You the king of sin, the queen of sin. No, stop. If it ain't Jesus, it's sin. If it ain't like him, then you're less than what you're supposed to be.
Right.
I'll get a little closer. Focus on both of them. Come on. Come on, you think you get cross-eyed, won't you? And then you don't know where you at. You ever cross your eyes before? Uh-huh. Like yourself? Could you drive that way?
No.
Hmm. You run over somebody. Hmm. Come on, focus. Come on. So then what you find yourself doing is, so you get smart. You got two fingers, so you start glaring off into the middle of them. And you think you got both of them. Now you're glaring off, you ain't focused on nothing. And what you focus on expands. This guy. Do it. Truth of the matter is, you can't, huh? Truth of the matter is, it's pretty much impossible. Right? Truth of the matter is, you can kind of see it peripheral, but you can't really focus on it. You got to pick one. Choose you this day. I said before you, life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life. This is what he said. Choose life that it may be well with you, you live long on earth. Choose that it'll be the good thing, that everything. Oh, can I talk to you about you? Right? This is what you want. You want success. Nobody should have to convince you to do what you said you signed up for.
Right, right, right.
I tell people, people tell me they got a gift, all right? And so sometimes your gift requires a certain grind with it. Like it requires you to have a certain type of consistency and diligence and push in that area in order for that gift to really go. The Lord told me something else. If you ever want to be great, put your gift on something greater than you. You have a gift or something on the inside of you, and you want it to get better, right? 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 Focus it on something greater than you, because you're too small. In yourself, I'm talking about. Self. So it's got to be something greater than you. That's why you say love the Lord your God first before you say love yourself. Are y'all with it? Lost my thought. What was I saying before that? About the great. What was I saying before great? Huh? You signed up for it. Come on, say, I signed up for this. The day that you made that walk and you prayed that prayer to say, Jesus be the Lord and Savior of my life. Y'all remember? Some of y'all remember. Some of us too young to remember. We got a re-dip when we was in high school, right? It don't even matter. The day that you signed up for this Christian Christ life, the day that you said you signed up for it, you said you wanted to be like Christ. You said that. You said that. I should not have to, I want to be a singer. Well, this you got to learn your scales. You got to practice every day. There's some ways you can't eat because it's going to affect your vocal cords. There's some things you got to do, and it's diligent. I want to learn how to play piano. There's some things that you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to sacrifice some other time to spend time on that if you really want to be that. But you said you wanted to do it. So don't cry to me about the pressure that's put on you to be what you're supposed to be. So apostles shouldn't have to come and convince you to read more or to study more. Why do we read? Why do we study? Now, we go from religion to reality, right? Everybody say from religion, religion. To reality. Yeah. Come on, say it again. From religion, religion. To reality. Yeah. Come on, do your hands with me. Say from religion, religion. To reality. Yeah. So now I'm no longer reading for religion, but I'm reading to find the reality in it, all right? Yeah. When I study to show myself approved, when I meditate therein day and night, this book of law, so I meditate in day and night, that he loveth the law, he delighteth in the law, and in the law he meditate day and night. These shall be like a tree, right? You want to be the tree. Tell me if I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm flying. You want to be the tree planted by the rivers of water to bear fruit in this season and to live there with it, and whatever you do will prosper. Ain't that what you want? Yeah. We read that scripture right now, you get the screaming, won't you? Come on, tell the truth. Ain't that what you want? Yeah. If that ain't what you want, we got to give you another dip. Yeah. Ain't that what you want? Yeah. Come on. I want everybody to answer me right quick. The tree planted by the rivers of water that bears fruit in its season, and the leaves are not withered. I mean, it's never going to go away. And whatever you do is going to prosper. I can take that. Whatever I do prosper, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, that's what I want, right? And what you want to say, yeah. So I ain't got to convince you to go delight in the law. Delight in the law don't mean visit the law. And when I say the law, I'm talking about the scripture now. When Jesus, the new, he is now, I come to do away the law, I come to fulfill the law. We're talking about Jesus right now. Right now, decide to go all the way. I had a great conversation with a young man in here, and he come talk to me after last Wednesday service. And he said, I don't know. He said, the past few days, it really hit me. I heard you telling me. He said, but it really hit me. He said, and he used the word emphatic, and it's like it's emphasis, like it's emphasized. He said, I emphatically understood that God loves me. Everybody say, God loves me. God. Now, we know that, but we are familiar with that, but we don't really know it. Because if you really knew how much God loves you, everything will be for him. Amen. Those other things will fall off. Yes, sir. So I'm prone to believe that you really don't know. You think you know, but you have no idea. That's why he can't stop, because he know God loves him. Some of y'all been saved from stuff that you wasn't supposed to live through. Hold on, I ain't got time to talk about that. Some of y'all have been, if I go through testimony line up in this house, God has saved you from some junk. And you wasn't deserving it. In yourself. right now. Right? I'm back to the story. He said, I emphatically know that God loves me. He said, I heard it, but it really hit me. He said, it's been only been about 2-3 days. That's how clear it is. Because he knew when it really hit him. It's a moment that thing gonna hit you like a ton of bricks. Listen to me. I pray in the name of Jesus to hit you right now. I pray to hit you before you get to the car. I pray to knock you off the horse like it knocked Saul off that beast. Because it's the kind of movement that you need. He said, I emphatically know that God loves me. He said, and I don't know what happened, but I come in church Sunday. He said, and I understood what he was saying. He said, it was hitting me like as quick as he said it was hitting me, just as quick as it hit me. He said, it became who I was. He said, you couldn't change my mind because it went deep down in me. It hit me and went deep down in me because when I knew that God loved me, then it opened me up to love him back. And now when the message, see, let me tell you something about Apostle. He's somewhere else. And I told myself, I was watching tapes of Brother Hagin the other day. I ain't got time to go into all this. I went to Brother Hagin the other day, and I realized what was happening when Brother Hagin used to lay hands on people. Are you remember, any of you familiar with Brother Hagin used to wave his hands and the whole crowd would fall out? What was going on was that God was allowing him to pass on that dispensation of the anointing, but because people weren't open, they couldn't receive it. And so not only one person had to pick it up. I'm not going to let that happen to Apostle. I'm not going to allow that to happen. Hear me, Thurm? I'm not going to allow that to happen to us, to where we miss the gift that God has given us. And so I said it last week. What happens is on Sunday, we are running a marathon. He done came fired up, ready to give you something that's full speed. All I need you to do is run 10 minutes a day. Just keep your running motion up. So that when you get here on Sunday, turn the other things off and focus. Everybody say focus. Focus. Come on, everybody say focus. Focus. Come on, say it again, say focus. Focus. Turn the other things off and focus. Focus on the thing that's pushing you in that direction. There's too much junk out here in these airwaves that's trying to get you to think what it wants you to be. Because if I get you to be that, I get you to buy that. Change your being. Change your being. Come on, change your being. Stand up, amen. Stand up, amen. 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 I said it last week, and I'm gonna say it again. Be a sower. Thank you, sir. Be a sower. Don't just sow. Be a sower. Be a sower. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Remember that this is not, you're not making an exchange with God. Hold on, everybody keep still for a second. Look at me for a second. Keep still, keep still, keep still for a second. Keep still. Don't fill out nothing yet. Look at me for a second. Look at me. What's this? We buy stuff so much and we have to pay for so many things, $20 of gas, huh? And they don't give you no more than 20. Come on, ain't no grace. 20. This is what you're going to get. And we buy, hold on, y'all keep still. Don't pass on nothing else. Just keep still for a second. Y'all pay attention to me. We've been taught to make exchange so much in this system. We got to get off the grid. We've been taught to make it, we pay for bills, and we pay for food, and we pay for things, and we make exchange so much that we begin to start trying to make exchange with God. And we try to use the principles of seed time and harvest to do so. There was no exchange when John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish forever. That wasn't an exchange, that was a change. Listen to me. God did not plant Jesus and then lose Jesus to gain us. God planted Jesus, got Jesus, and got Jesus in us. When you sow seeds, you're not losing anything. You're not losing a seed because the harvest is on the inside of the seed. So when you, come on, y'all. When you plant tonight, you're not making an exchange. You're changing. See, you want to know why God really tell you to sow and give and tell you bring the tithe and the store? You know what's really going on? You really want to know? You know what he really wants? He really wants you. Because you spend more hours a week working for that money than you do praying in the Holy Ghost. You spend more hours a week working for that money than you do at church. Ain't that the truth? So God say, okay, I get it what's going on. I get what's going on. And he's really trying to get you off that system. Amen. Well, watch this. So what God is saying, I need to, where your treasure is, that's where you're. Keep your heart without this, out of it are the issues of life. If I can get your heart, I get all that. So now I'm no longer, say I'm not. Say I am not. making exchange. Say,
I am.
Say a little louder. Say, I am.
A
little louder. Say,
I am.
A sower.
Amen.
Changes everything.
Yes.
Huh? I'm not making exchange with God. I'm not putting a seed and expecting something to come from somewhere. No, the seed gonna go right there and it's gonna grow and I'm gonna get a harvest. Inside the seed is the harvest for more seeds. So y'all understand that process? You ever had an apple before? And there were seeds in there, right? Yeah, come on. You ever cut an apple? You saw the seeds on the inside. There was more seeds in there than there was planted to make that apple tree. Not the apple. You plant apple seed, you get apples. No, you get a tree, and the tree keep reproducing after its kind. It's not an exchange, it's a change. That soil at that moment, when you plant that seed in that soil, that place right there has changed forever. You're a changer, not exchange. Come on, say not exchange. Say change. Come on, say not exchange. You're not buying nothing from God. And while people say, silver and gold have our none. They wasn't that they ain't have no silver and gold, but they understand we're not making an exchange, we making change. So when you're sowing tonight, amen. When you're sowing from now on, right? You say, I am a sower. Say it. Matter of fact, I want you to write it on your envelope when you start writing. Don't write it right now because you're still listening to me. Focus. But when you write it on your envelope, say, I am a sower. Listen, I am sowing. If we go deep, I'm sowing. That's what I live by. I am that. You ever become a sower? You'll never have to worry about having seed because he said he gives seed to the. He don't give seed to them that sow. He gives seed to the. So when you're sowing tonight, realize that I am a sower. Right? Now you may not believe it that much right now, and you may have to tell yourself that tomorrow. And the next time you sow, you got to tell yourself again. You got to remind yourself. And say it again, remind yourself. Why? You write it down so you can look at it and remind yourself. Put it in your notebook so you can remind yourself. Wake up in the morning when ain't no offering bucket passing and say, I'm a sower. I am a sower. I'm sorry. I am. Say, I'm a sower. Then put it in your notebook so you put in your meditation time. So when ain't no bucket passing, you still realize I am a
sower.
It's a lifestyle. Go ahead and write your envelope. Go ahead.